Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello, welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. Pastor Ruth from North Carolina is your host tonight. We come welcome and we come praising and giving thanks to our Father who in heaven. And we give thanks and praise to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We just welcome you tonight, and we pray that you come with an open ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say tonight. We pray that, you be open to hear what the Lord is saying, because we come to express the counsel of God tonight, His Word, and bring illumination also to His Word so that we can have revelation and truth to be able to walk out these dark times. I pray the blessing of God tonight is February 19, 2021. We thank God for being in the land of the living tonight on this the second month of the year of 2021. But in spite of all the things that we had to go through in 2020, some of us are still here today, so we have a lot to be thankful and be praised and giving glory and honor to God for. So I just pray that each and every person, like I say, even those that may call in, the number to call in will be 516-387-1947. Click 1 to put your hand in the queue for ministering to a prayer, because as the hands is up and we open up the mic, we will minister to you and pray with you tonight. So we just thank and praise God. And as I go into prayer, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come first of all giving you glory and honor to your holy name. We thank and praise you, God, for our opportunity to be in the land of the living, in our right mind, in spite of what we're going through. Because you said in your word, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. So, Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight for all that you're doing. I thank you, Father, even for the people that will call in and to be ministered to, Father. I thank you for that. And Lord God, I just thank you just for all things. And I pray, Father God, for the world as a whole tonight. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you come and visit our nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father God, that you will put us on hold and call God to begin to intercede for our conscience, for other conscience, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, to take authority over the power of the enemy to come to kill, steal, and destroy. Father, I pray that you put a hunger down on the inside of us, Father, for the things of God in this terrible time. And Lord God, we need you to come. We need a visitation from the Lord. We need a holy visitation. Reveal yourself unto us, Father. Let us know who you really truly are. Open our spiritual eyes to see, God. Open our ears to hear, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. Lord God, we pray for each and every city. I pray, Lord God, for the White House, all of them in authority, God, for every person that's in authority, God. I pray that those not right to get right. I pray that those that say they're right, to let the light be shine in the name of Jesus. I pray for the House of Representatives, the House of Congress. I pray, Lord God, for the Republicans, the Democrats. God, I pray for everyone. I pray, God, whatever, whoever, there is sin, is exposed sin, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, root out sin out of not only the White House, but out of all the church houses, God, and even expose. I know you're going to expose the sin because you said judgment begin at the house of God first. And Father, I pray for every pastor, every leader, every person who's got a ministry. I lift them up to you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Those who you have called and truly called, I pray they stand for righteousness, God. Pray that they will preach the truth to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, all of those that are operating under attack, under Satan, Father God, we pull it down in the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus. And we tear down every block, every piece of wood, whatever, however he has built it up. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. And we let Satan know you are a defeated foe. Jesus had won the battle when he was on the cross. You have no victory. We have a victory. We are standing in our rightful place tonight and take authority over everything that's not like God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord God, again for all this sickness. I pray again, Lord God, for all this hatred. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for all the passion, the lust, the sin, whatever it is that has got our city bounded up, got our states bounded up, Father God. I pray for that right now, God. I pray for, God, the people in those cities tonight, Father God, where the snow has crippled their city, Father. I pray for the one that don't have heat, don't have water, God, in whatever city there is, God. I pray, God, that people, the special angels, Lord God, to meet the needs of the people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would keep people warm, God, in the name of Jesus. And I know, Father, because your scripture, you will always take care of your own, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I pray for everyone, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, every city, every town, every state, every country, wherever they are, God, not just in America, but also in other countries and other places, God, whatever kind of devastation that's going on, I pray for the nurses, I pray for the doctors, I pray, Lord God, for the workers, I pray, God, in every area, Father, right now, strengthen them, keep them safe, healed, delivered, and set free. And even people tonight, Father God, that is going through in the hospital, God, I lift them up to you right now. I lift, send forth your healing virtue to them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I've had some special prayer requests, God. I pray, God, that your power, you know who they are, Father God, would go in, not only to heal them, but God, but save them. Save them to the uttermost right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody who don't have food tonight, Lord God, let those who have a running oil, God, they will take them some food, Father God, or whatever is needed, God. Let us show the love of God by doing, Father God, not just by preaching and teaching to people, but by doing, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. If somebody need to rent, pray, God. If somebody need a gas, whatever they need, God, open up doors in the name of Jesus. Open those who are looking for a place tonight, God. Lord, I ask you, Father God, make a way out of no way, God. Lord, open that door up for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank and I praise you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who, Lord God, have reached out to others, Father, I ask you, God, to reach out for them right now, God. Bring a harvest in their life, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. Lord, just continue, Lord God, to woo us. Continue, God, to draw us. Continue, Lord God, to open up our eyes and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, God. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Lord, I thank you again for tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, just the opportunity to step out on faith and do what you have called me to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in spite of what it seemed like, looked like, or smelled like, God. I want to show you that my obedience to you, Father, under the circumstances. So, Lord, I ask you to strengthen me, help me. Help me to continue to obey God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, not for any glorification for man or any accolades, Lord, but that you will see my heart, Father, and know that I am about doing your will and your bidding, Father. In the name of Jesus, meet the needs, God, that need to be met, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. And, Father, I know that we're going to get an answer because you said whatever we ask, and I do ask this in the name of your son, Jesus. You said, Lord God, that you would answer. So I thank you for the answer right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. I'm going to come to you tonight from the scripture of Matthew, the 10th chapter. I'm going to start at the 26th verse. And in this one, he's talking about, well, he was warning us against fear. And right now, a lot of people is living in fear. And the Bible says perfect love, mature love, casts out all fear. So we need to come in that place to receive that perfect love from heaven above. But it says, fear them not. It's about fear people. Don't fear people. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. I don't care what it is that people said, done, thought, act, and even though we may not have seen it, it may have been done undercover, but he's saying to fear not because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. It shall be shown, it shall come forth, and it shall be uncovered. That's what it say. And basically, and say, and hid, that shall not be known. God will reveal everything. We don't have to reveal that. He will reveal it. You know, a lot of time, and it's also not only just when people are, you know, hiding things from us, even if we decide to do it. Remember that word same applied to us also. The word applied to us. So he's saying, don't be frightened or terror. Don't do that, because he said, the Bible tells us, like I said again, he tells us also that he said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but the love and the peace and the sound mind. You know, so we have to really believe what the word of God say and have faith. He said, what I tell you in darkness, but he said, whatever I tell you in secret, that speak ye in light, in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. You know, and I know myself, in being a minister of the gospel, you know, a lot of times the things that God tells us is not always so sweet and pleasant. And the enemy tried to use people to get us not to say it and don't say it, because it really be the enemy. I don't care who he's coming through. But he's saying in his word, he's commanding us that whatever he tells us in the darkness, it doesn't make it in sickness, secret, I mean, that speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye up on the housetop. So basically he's letting us know, you know, you got to obey God. You got to do it. It's important that we tell whatever he tells us. It may save somebody's life. You know, it may save something else. So for not to tell it, even though sometimes people get offended, but you have to be more concerned about how your Heavenly Father feels. Because he would not tell us if it wasn't for us to, it would tell us to tell it if it wasn't for us to tell. So we must obey the Lord. It says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And basically what it's saying, a lot of times, people can intimidate you, they can manipulate you, scare you not to say it, you can feel them when they get offended, and that is in order to try to make you not say it. But he says in his word, don't even fear those people. They can only kill the body, but they're not able to kill your soul. And then they can't kill that if you don't let them. So we have to overcome mankind and whoever the enemy is using. But the Bible says we're not fighting against flesh and blood anyway. We are fighting against spirits. And so we're a greater spirit, because we got the Spirit of God in us. It's greater than the spirit of darkness. Because whenever a light shows up, darkness has to disappear, the true light. It has to go. But a lot of time when God tells us to do something, tells us to minister, tells us to whatever he tells us to go and do, a lot of time you have people tell us, you know, you can't go, when God has told you to go. And a lot of us who still living under that intimidation, upon that fear, we fear man more than we fear God. You know? But you got to realize, if he's telling us in his word, to fear not man who can only kill your body, but fear God. Obey him. So he said, if you love me, you obey me. You keep my command. So if I keep man's command and not God, then I'm loving man more than I'm loving God. And I had made a God out of them. But he said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, which is based on Roman coin, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. He knows everything. He sees everything. So if he can see those two sparrows falling to the ground, what about us? He sees. No matter what people think he don't see, no matter what people try to do or how they treat you, how they act, he sees it all. He really sees it all. And he will take care. He will handle it. Because that's why Scripture tells us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't try to come in defense of yourself. Don't try to explain to people. Don't even try to make people, you know, think, well, no, I didn't do this, I didn't mean that. Let God handle it. Because one thing about what I have learned, anytime you try to explain to a person, to try to explain that, you know, you didn't mean this or you didn't do this, whatever, when they said in their mind that you did, it's nothing you're going to say going to be able to change them Only God can be able to change them. But he said, but the very hair of your head are all numbered. You can't number them. Man can't number them. But every hair on our head is numbered. And he knows the number. He knows the number. He can count further than what we could ever count. We have to realize he knows everything. It's nothing that he don't know. It's nothing that he can't do. It's nothing that he can't change. We have to get that down in our spirit, man, to realize we serve an almighty, powerful God. Almighty and an all-powerful God. He said, fear ye not. He said again, fear ye not. Therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. He's saying, you know, by seeing the sparrow falls, you are more valuable than the sparrows. If I see them fall and how to take care of things for them, I'll take care of things for you. I would do it. This is why he said the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. We always want to take care of it. You know, we always think we can handle it. We always think we can make things right or we can make people understand and make people see. But we have to realize we were just mere human beings. We don't have the power that God got unless he give it to us. And he's not going to give it to us where we're going to know more than he know anyway or can do more than he do. Because he says in his word, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing at all. You cannot do anything. So we need him, even what we do. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes I listen to people talk, and people think they are so smart. They think there's nothing they can't fix and they can't handle. And then sometimes I look at their life, how ragged it is. I look at the mistakes they made. Not to sit in judgment of them, sit and say, well, Lord, their eyes need to be open because can't they see? They can't know as much as they think they know, because if they did, their wooden life wouldn't be in such a mess. We are nothing without God. We need him. We're just dust without him. Our knowledge we got come from him. Our understanding come from him. Our insight come from him. Everything we got come from him. We have to realize what we get it from, even if we're able to obtain a lot of knowledge. God has to open up our understanding to receive the knowledge. We can't do it ourselves. We got to realize we need him all the way. Not some of the way, but all the way. We need him. And we have to realize, have that reverential fear for him, that respect for him, to realize, let me step aside. Because there's no way I know more than you. There's no way I can think better than you think. There's no way I have more wisdom than what you got. I have nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We have to realize that. It said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, that means to profess or acknowledge him, him will I confess. He will acknowledge us or confess us also before my Father, which is in heaven. But he let us know, if we don't confess him, acknowledge him, He's not gonna acknowledge us before the Father. This is why it's important to study the Word of God, because a lot of times, you know, I see with people, you know, their life, the way they act, they don't acknowledge, but they think they're going to heaven anyhow. They say, well, I'm his child anyhow. But the Bible tells me whoever you serve, that is your Father. We must learn to if we really have him in our lives, confess him before men. Tell him. A lot of time I know with me, I just talk about the Lord a lot. I've had even people that say they name the name of Christ get offended by me talking about the Lord. But like I tell you, what you put in is what's going to come out. And if you love somebody, especially if you love the Lord, you'll talk about him. Because whatever you love, that's what you're going to talk about. So I do that because I love him, not for any other particular reason. But whosoever shall deny, that means to reject or renounce me before men. Him before men. Jesus was saying this. Him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. So, you know, we're trying to get you know, scripture twisted up. You know, we reject him on earth. And like I say, you don't reject him because in the streets you won't come in and get saved. But even in supposed to be in Christ or in the church, and still will not obey, still rejects him, you're still rejecting him. So he's letting you know, when you stand before the Father, when he stands before the Father, he's going to also deny us. This is scripture. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm not telling you what maybe. I'm telling you actually what I'm reading for Jesus, and it's in the red word, but Jesus spoke the word. He spoke the word to let the people know. If you deny me, if you reject me, I am going to do the same to you. You know, and it's made me think about, you know, whatever saying, they said, whatever you dish out is coming back. He does say, whatever seeds you sow, you're going to reap it. But some kind of way, I don't know how we think that we can do this or do whatever we want to do, and it's not going to come back, but it is going to come back. The word of God is true. He said his word is forever settled in heaven. He said not one jot, not one tittle of his word going to fall to the ground. This is what he say. You know, so we must believe all of his word. Because when you think about the word, it's been around over 2,000 years ago. And it has not failed yet. And it's not about to fail. And we have to accept that and understand that. So therefore, anything anybody else say or come up that contrary to what scripture say, you know automatically it's going to fail. But the word of God is not going to fail. And also it talks about how changes bring conflict. And a lot of times that means war, disturbing, whatever. It say, think not. Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace. He didn't come to send harmony. This is what his word say. He promised to give you peace in your inner man. Not necessarily around you. Not necessarily around you. He said, on earth, I came not to send peace, but a sword. A sword is, he said, come to send war, conflict. Jesus is saying this. He's letting us know that he come to send war. He come to send conflict. Because if there's two people together, or either a group of people, and that they're different, they've got different beliefs, they're unequally yoked, there's always going to be contention. It does not matter if they're family. It does not matter if they're someone else. And I can always tell when it is, because if it's a person, they always got to question what you say. They always got to come against what you say. It automatically letting you know the two of it is unequally yoked together, whether it's friend, supposedly church members, or whoever. But he comes to show the difference. He comes to show the difference. He showed the difference between, this is like the light and dark, a sweet and bitter. You know, he comes to show us that there is a differentiation between the two, either if it's something else, whatever it is. You know, you can see two houses made different. You know, they're different. The same as it is with people. Everybody named the name of Christ is not of Christ. Everybody that say they're a sheep, they're not a genuine sheep. They might look like a sheep, but you can tell by their action, their ways, the mannerism, that they're not. Although they may say, however, a sheep say bad, they may do that. And the same thing in the body of Christ. You may have people that talk about word all the time. You may have people that testify. You may have people that speak. You may have people that do all of that. But all you have to do is just wait around and watch. Because the Bible says you know this tree by the fruit. It's going to come up and come out. That's why we need to be real in Christ and real about who we are. because sooner or later we're going to show, people going to know, or people going to know, like I said, if you get in a conversation with somebody, you got the debate, you got this question, you got the word come, you're showing who you are right then. That's just what it is. It say, "But I am come," Jesus said, "to set a man at variance." That word means to alienate, cause division. This is what Jesus said. He come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. You know, this really make clear to me, which I know anyway. A lot of times people think of their family, even though they're not saved. And people say, I'm talking Christians will say, even say, you know, but your family, you're not supposed to act like that. But see, well, you're telling them it's contrary to Scripture. Because he says in his word, I read that again, for I am come to say that a man, mankind, at variance, being alienated or caused to be against the father, against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is what Scripture says. You know, why does he tell us so we can be aware that this would occur and not to be you know, wondering why, or either saying it shouldn't be, because that means you're coming against Scripture. Well, Scripture said it is going to happen. It's automatically going to happen. It said a man foe, a man enemy, adversary, he said shall be they of his own household, his family, advance against one another. This is what Scripture say. I read that again. And a man's foe, a man's enemy, a man's adversary, shall be they of his own household, his relatives. His relatives, that's what the Scripture tells us. You know, we don't have to start accepting, we should start accepting Scripture. Whatever it says, if it says that I'm wrong, I'm just wrong, I need to get it right. If it's somebody else wrong, I need to say that it's wrong, they need to get it right. And I often tell people with me, my mother's not living, my father's not living, but if they were living and asked me something that the Bible says wrong, I have to really tell them that the Bible says that it's wrong. It's not my opinion, because I don't plan on going to hell for anymore. When I stand before Jesus, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want him to tell me to depart from me, you work for iniquity, for I know you're not. Because if I compromise, or if I lie, if I do any kind of sin or any kind of error, any kind of thing that he says sin, and I do not repent, I will not be able to stay in heaven. I will have to leave. And so we have to stop trying to twist the word, make excuses for whatever it is, and think he's going to accept it anyway. When I stand before him to say, my Lord, you know, I did that. I didn't know what was wrong. I'm trying to keep down confusion. Because, I mean, I've heard people tell me that the reason they even lied was because they're trying to keep down confusion. And I'm saying to myself, but the Bible say that we should not do this for whatever reason. Because you're being complicit with Satan and his tactics. You're using his weapon. You're not using the word of God. But the Bible tells us we're not fighting against people. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. So why should I use those weapons and those things? Try to make peace. When God says in the word, I give peace. Peace comes from him. Not from me. And anytime in ministering to people, it doesn't make any difference how the Holy Spirit have you to say it. Soft, smooth, firm, whatever. A person in the flesh is going to get angry. That demon in them is going to get angry. That's just facts. The spirit is going to get offended. The Scripture tells us that people love darkness more than they love light. Jesus said that in the book of John. They love darkness more than they love light. So since he had already made us aware of that, why do we think if I join in with them, it's going to make them understand? So we got to really be light, because the Bible says even when light in St. John, it say, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It did not perceive. That's what it means. It could not perceive. Darkness can't perceive the light. This is why I tell people a lot of times when they're telling me, you know, they're ministering to people and they just won't get it, won't understand it, they need to study Scripture. Because if they're living in darkness, they cannot comprehend it. They cannot. And he said that was a man, someone over John, not John, the first chapter. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, a representative, like we are representatives. Okay? The same came for a witness, bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Okay, he's saying the only way you can believe is through the light. You got to be a person of light. He would only send a person of light. Because he know sending darkness amongst darkness is not going to change anything. But you send light. And we have to understand that. We have to really open up our spirit man to know, hey, you know, I cannot live in darkness, any kind of darkness in my life, and think I'm going to help change somebody's life. Cannot. He said, to my John, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. We are sent to bear witness. That's why whenever lightness and darkness are always contention, it's always arguments, it's always debating, because light and darkness can't stay. One got to go. And light, the true light, will cause darkness to disappear. That's the fact. That's the truth. This is the word of God. I come bring you the word of God. And it said that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It didn't perceive who he was, didn't know who he was. It came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, in them gave he power. He gave them power to become the sons of God, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. The true light. So we have to be born of God in order to be able to dispel darkness in the lives of people. And knowing that darkness is our enemy. Darkness also is our foe, adversary. We are fighting in this book of fighting spirit to let the light shine. And the darkness, the enemy trying to let darkness stay. But he's saying, I'm back over here now in Matthew 13:37. He, let's set up, because the first, you know, we're talking about the foes of your household. It's your family, your relative. He said, he that loveth have a strong affection. Father or mother, more than me, is not worthy of me. Excuse me. I'm going to read that again. A man, foe is of the, foe should be there of the own household. He that loves, that means have a strong affection, stronger than the affection for them than they do for God. More than me, it's not worthy of me. You're not deserving. We're not deserving of him. And he that loves son or daughter, more than me, it's not worthy of me. This is what Jesus was teaching to us. We're supposed to love them less. We supposed to put them less. They're not supposed to become gods in our life. They're not supposed to become treasure in our life. This is what Jesus was teaching the people. Have a lesser love. Then this is another scripture. He was saying, his hate is not his father and mother. He's also said not worthy of him. And that means a strong dislike. He's not talking about the hatred like you see the enemies have and having them an enemy. He's not talking about that. My putting them first and, and making them be first in your life, making them be God in your life. They have a place. Everyone have a place, supposed to have a place in our life, but not above God, not at all. So we need to work on. It's the Bible says, and he that taketh not his cross or his burden or the things that the Lord allowed to come upon him or the things that the Lord say, you know, like the cross of you know, letting the family become second or last or whatever in life. If you don't take that up, follow him. He didn't say lead him. Follow after him. It's not worthy of me also. So whatever he allow to come my way, or whatever he's telling me I need to do, or I should do, they're going to stand in the place of him. He tells me I'm not worthy of him. I'm not deserving of him. This is what the word of God says. And I don't know how we are today, and especially as I said, the Christians, think that God's word has changed. He has become soft, and he has become unholy, unconsecrated, accepting to any kind of evil wrong, any kind of wrongdoing, or anything like that. You know, because of 2020 or 2021 or whatever year it be, God has not changed. He still hates sin, but he don't hate the sinner. He still cannot stand anything that defile and dirty and nasty and filthy, unrighteous. He still cannot stand that. He cannot stand in his presence. And now people think that, you know, I can go to God any kind of way, not change, because we can't come to him as we are. But we're supposed to change. And I can just come to any kind of dirty way, any kind of dirty thoughts, any kind of dirty action, any kind of whatever it is. Oh, he's just going to accept me. And I can sit up before him and just really communicate with him. No, you can't. We can't. We have to come to him with a forgiving heart and a repentance heart. I mean, a repentance heart. And especially after, like I said, when the first couple come in to get saved and come as we are, and he will clean us up. But I can't go back and start doing and acting like I used to act and think I can just go sit before him any kind of way and not have a repentance heart. Can't do that. We shouldn't do that. But he said, he that findeth, I mean, required or attained it. His life should lose it to die. And he that loses his life, I mean, give it up. For my sake, you should find it. If I let go of whatever he said I need to let go, for his sake, I'm going to find it. That's what he say. I will find it. So the best thing to do is the thing of the let go and let God. Whatever he say, do, don't do, or however he say, we need to come to a place. It's not worth me holding on to it. If I'm going to lose with you, Lord, if I'm going to lose the Zoe life, the Christ life, because that's what he's talking about. And eventually you're going to lose your breath life. Or if it's money, people, fame, if you don't give it up, you're going to lose it anyway. One way or another, the enemy has to make it be so that, say for instance, if it's money God tell you to give to, you know, give to the kingdom, you don't do it. The enemy gonna have you, the money's so hot in your pocket, you gonna have to spend it and get rid of it. You could lose it. Could end up having to pay a big bill out. Open up your heart and your mind to get revelation of God's word. And look at it in more than one way. And realize the cost of what you're losing. The life that he got for you. If you don't give up your past life, your life you love that that is really not in the will of God, you cannot get the life. You cannot obtain the life that he has for you. This is why it tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, 9th verse, eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, neither had it entered the heart of man what God had in store for them that love him. So if I don't give up my self-life, I can't get the life that he got for me. Oh, we like to say a lot of times, God got plans for my life. He has. But I can't get his plan for my life and mine also. One or the other, I'm going to have to let go. I can't keep it. But he let me know he that findeth his life, that the life of Christ, shall lose. But he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that lose his life, for my sake, shall find it. I'm talking about the real life of Christ, the Zoe life. The only way you can get that Zoe life of Christ, that abundant life he's talking about, in John, is to give up all your old life, the old ways. Not just come out the street, stop smoking and drinking, but still you come in the body of Christ and you still cursing, you still lie, still do other things. You God tell you to do something, you don't do it. You have to give up all of that for the sake of Christ. You can't keep it. Then the Bible, because the Bible let you know, he said the 40th verse, he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. So what the scriptures tell us, a lot of time I know it has been with me. A lot of time people have not received me, and other people too. But what they don't understand, and sometimes we don't understand, they rejected Christ. And so they rejected Christ, so basically, the Father sent him, so he can reject them. But they receive that person, they receive him that sent me. We just got to go back to scriptures. I hear so much stuff being preached and talked out there. Love, you know, anything goes, you know. Whatever, you know, you don't have to tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You know, all of this stuff I hear people be saying, you know, getting mad and offended, or a person say something to them, and they're giving them the God wisdom or the word of God. They come out of their mouth and reject it. But don't you know you just reject Jesus? You just reject the Father? This is what we just did. So we got to be very careful. But he said that he that received a prophet, that's a message that somebody got sent. They were sent by God. He said, in the name of a prophet, should receive a prophet reward. A lot of times people don't know the blessing that they're missing. Even if God got a word, person come to you, encouraging you, or either come and reprove you or correcting you, and you receive them. God is saying the same kind of word he would give that person. He would give it to you also. So we got to realize a lot of times we're missing blessing, and we still trying to pray to get blessing, and all we had to have done was obey the word of God, obey his instruction. And a lot of things we won't have to be praying and asking God for. Because one thing that I've noticed with people think they can choose who they want to receive from. But God sends who he wants to send. Because you just have to have an ear to hear. Because he said, my sheep. So that meant there's somebody else owning some other sheep. They belong to somebody else. But actually, they're not real sheep. They're not real sheep. But he said, my sheep know my voice. And the stranger would not follow. This is what his word is saying. He said, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet reward. And he that receives a righteous man, in the name of a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man reward. So, you know, in essence, what we need to do is learn how to be open to receive. Because even if somebody warning you, that's the love of God, because you could be going right out and write something, get into something, and something happened or whatever it is, and get killed. God maybe have chosen to show them something, because he probably know if he showed to you, you're not going to pay attention to it. So he loves us so much that he may reveal it to someone else in order to warn us. And then a lot of time, God give other people insight into something, because I often used to hear it, didn't understand at the time, that you can be so close to something sometimes you can't see. So God would have somebody fall off to see it and reveal it to you. But I see so much pride today that, especially nowadays, I see so much pride in people. They view to reject something about their seed. Because they said, a minute, but God didn't show me that. But we got to, first of all, Bible said pride comes from destruction, the Holy Spirit for a fall. We got to come back down and humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God. And he said, I will exalt you in due time. That's what the word say. And he said he will exalt. Not me exalt, not man exalt you. You know, one thing I have seen a lot of time with mankind, oh, man will put you up on a pedestal. Oh, you the top, you the high. But see, in the ultimate end of things, it's where does God see you? And one thing that I have seen most time, not all the time now, most time when somebody else put you up on a pedestal, you better check yourself, but that's not what God said yet. Because usually, if you're going to be like Christ, most time, you will have many people that are going to reject you. That's just like they did Jesus. Yes, we all want to be accepted, but the reality of it is we're all not going to be accepted. It's not to be accepted, because one thing he says, if you live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. Jesus said the same thing that he went through, we're going to go through it too. So how can I say, well, I shouldn't have to go through that, because I'm a decent person, I'm a good person. The Bible said nobody good but the Father. But he already has told me in his word, this is what's going to happen. And I'm not saying it feels good, because it does not feel good, but I don't fool myself to think it shouldn't happen, because he let us know that it's going to happen. And the Bible says, and whosoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. It's so much better in giving and not necessarily expecting something back from people. But I hear sometimes people saying, you know, even with the money, whatever it is, the money going to help, you know, in so many ways going to be designated for something. Designated for the love of Christ. Yes, he always we give you back, good, bad, and indifferent, whatever you give, whatever you sow. But I don't give to get. You know, I don't give to get. You know, I give out of love. Whether it's to the Lord, because if I'm giving it to somebody else, I'm giving it to I'm still giving it to him. But we have to remember the seed that we sow. We're going to reap it. It doesn't make any difference what I say, what I think, how I say, or whatever, I am going to reap it. So we know we really need to study the word of God. I admonish everybody, you need to get in that word yourself and study the word. See what he's saying. Not what man is trying to change the scripture to be. Because man is not going to be the one judging. God is. He is the one. He is the ultimate judge. You know, he is one that ultimately calls something wrong will call it right. Not us. not mankind. The one thing about mankind, man will call something right in a minute that is an abomination to in the eyesight of God. So we have to get in the Word and know what the Word is saying, and especially, like I said, in these last days now, because there's so much false gospel, so much false preachers, prophets, teachers, whatever you want to call them out there in the world today, and we got to be know what the Word of God says. We got to be on top of that Word, because I'm going to read this and then I'm going to get ready to close out. Galatians 6th chapter, I believe it is, 6th chapter and the 7th to the 10th verse. It said, be not deceived. Don't fool yourself. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, shall he also reap. It's coming back up. I don't care what your reason is for doing it. Not doing it, my reason for doing it or not doing it. Because God always looks at the heart. But he said, don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. He said, whatsoever, that's anything, all things, a man sow a plant, that shall he also reap. But he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Whatever you do with the flesh, or whatever you sow to the flesh, you please the flesh, however you turn to do it, the Bible says you're going to reap corruption, death, ruin. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And you can only sow to the Spirit of God with the things of God, with his word, with the right thing, the truth. You can only do that. And he said, let us not be weary. Don't faint or get tired in well doing. For in due season, that's the season of time that God has set apart, we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. We got to change people. We got to start to obey the word of God. If we want peace and righteousness and joy, you know, in the land around us, we want the Holy Spirit. Righteousness righteousness is the only thing that exalts a nation. Righteousness is. So we got to go back to the word of God and do exactly, that's our manual, that's our instruction. If we don't use that for our life, whatever we build in, it's going to fall down. It can't stand. It will not stand. So we got to realize we got to do that. So, you know, we pray God, praise God for the word of God tonight and bring them, but don't have no calls on or anyone, you know, on there. So we just thank God, even in spite of what he's doing, the word is still going forth, you know, and who knows if somebody may get a chance to go in the archive and, you know, pick it up. But we thank God right now. And Father, we just praise you for tonight. We praise you for the word of God. We praise you for your love and your mercy, Father God. We thank you for this blessed word, Father, that went forth. We thank you, Father God, for the revelation that you were revealing, Father. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you all praise, glory, and honor. And I ask you to bless this nation. Father, we call again, Father God, for your spirit. We need you, Lord Jesus. We hunger and thirsting after you. We can do nothing without you. We can't change this nation. But God, but your spirit can come. Because you said when light comes, darkness has to disappear. So we need the light of Christ to come forth upon our nation, upon our country, upon the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Help us to get a true revelation of the word of God. Help us to realize what you say, Father. In the name of Jesus, you said light. We have a dark world right now. We have a dark United States, America's, and other places too. And they're trying to get peace and everything else in another way. But you said light come amongst darkness, darkness has to disappear. So, Father, open up our eyes to see, our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the people, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, Father. We bless this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you for all that you're doing and going to do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless Lord God, and send forth your anointing, Father. We ask you to heal people, deliver people, set them free, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we glorify your name, Father. Lord, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God. We lift you up, God, because you said in your way, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. Father, you say give thanks for all things. I thank you tonight, Father. I praise you tonight, God. I glorify your name tonight, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I praise your holy name tonight, God. In spite of, I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, God. Oh, Lord God, I know that you have my life in your hand, God. Lord God, I know that you have everything concerning me, God, in your hand and in your care, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I surrender my all to you, God. I put it all in your care, God. Lord, for you to take care of, because I can't take care of it, God. And I ask you, Father God, let your divine will and purpose be done in my life, God, tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray tonight, God. Lord, let the anointing flow, God, and go forth and bring about changes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you, God. Bless our neighborhoods, God. Protect our neighborhoods, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless our sheriff's department, God. Bless our postmaster, God. The postman, the mail people, God. All the other drivers, God. Just bless God. Protect God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. We praise you right now. We give you the glory, honor, and the praise. Just for being all by yourself, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness. And, Lord, I just ask these blessings in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you, Lord God. Lord, your word is so true, God. Your word is so faithful. You know, the scriptures, Lord, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord, I speak forth your word tonight, God. You are my shepherd. And, Lord, since you are my shepherd, I shall not want, God. And, Lord, you also tell me, God, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty, Lord God. Lord, help me to dwell in that secret place. Help me to stay in that secret place, God. Lord, you also promised me, God, for you give your angel charge over me and all to keep me in all my ways, God. You said that you bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash a foot against a stone, God. Father God, you said in your word, Father God, even in that scripture, that Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because I have made thee the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High my habitat, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. I claim that over my household, God. I claim that over my daughter's household, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. I also claim it over other people's house, God. Father, they abide in that shadow. If they dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty God. Now I just quote that scripture, let them live that scripture, Father God. Then no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you, God. In the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank and I praise you tonight, God, for all that you have done, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We love you. We lift you up. And we pray the blessings of God upon the land, God. We know the scripture says, the blessings of the Lord make his vision and add us no sorrow. So, Lord, we just ask you for your blessing upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.